When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, it's Emma
and Maggie,
and welcome back to another episode of Love Ya Bye.
Today we're gonna have a little Q&A episode, and we haven't done one of these in a while. Today is Emma's episode. Next episode will be mine, and you guys sent in a ton of questions on Instagram, so we're gonna go through. I'm gonna ask Emma all the questions that you guys want to know, and she will give us her answers. But first, we're going to start off, obviously, with the peak and the pit of the week. This is how we start off every podcast episode. If this is your first time listening to the show, we share our peak and our pit of the week. Emma, do you want to go first?
Sure. I'll start off with my pit. I haven't found my wedding dress yet. And I thought that this was going to be like probably the easiest thing, where I'm going to put one on and be obsessed with it. I have a feeling the next two places we go to try on wedding dresses, I'm gonna pick one, but it's actually harder than I thought, because what I thought I wanted, now that I'm trying them on, they don't look the same as they do in like photos, you know? So it's kind of weird. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that like I thought I wanted at my wedding have been changing now that I've been like planning it and trying things on and actually like doing stuff about it. So that's not so much of a pit, but it's kind of a pit, because it's like I'm so like I kind of just want to like figure everything out, and I'm like super impatient, but I'm also having so much fun with like trying all these different things. And then I kind of have two pits, because I didn't know if I could say this one, because I feel like I always say weather related pits, but the last couple days it's been raining. The first day it was nice that it was raining, but I feel like since it's been so gloomy, I've been like I haven't had as much energy, where like the last couple months, I feel like I've woken up every day with like a ton of energy. But since it's been raining, I haven't been waking up with a ton of energy, and I don't know why.
Well, Emma, I literally thought of the same thing. I was like, I can't make my pit the weather, but like the weather in Boston.
I know.
Like, I'm not being dramatic, not exaggerating. If you live in Boston and you think back to like the weather after Labor Day, like what it's been like, it's been humid every single day, but not sunny and humid. It's just been like really gloomy,
humid and gross,
cloudy and humid, and the air is really hot. It's like 85 degrees every day. Literally the second I walk outside in the morning to walk the dogs, it's like you're hit with like a wall of just like hot air. It's like worse than being in Florida.
Yes, and it's not like you can just like walk outside and wear like a cute like summer outfit, or
no.
You can like, you want to wear like sweats because it's so gloomy and raining. Oh my gosh, the worst is wearing like shorts when it rains, you know, or like a little like tennis skirt and it be raining outside. And then my peak of the week is I guess my peak is that we have been spending, Maggie and I have been spending a lot of time together
this week.
Yeah
we've had a fun,
like,
few
I feel
days.
Like I see you. I feel like now that I don't live in the city, even though I'm still close, like I see you more, because like you'll come over for dinner, or like we'll come over to your house. Like, we went over to your house on that Saturday and watched
football.
College football together, and well, the boys watched football. You and I like sat on our phones and like looked at like TikToks and stuff, and then we had you guys over for dinner and we cooked and made burgers, and then I saw you wedding dress shopping yesterday, and I'm gonna
see you wedding
dress shopping again tomorrow,
and I'm gonna see you at the workout today, and I'm seeing you right now.
Yeah, so I feel like we've been seeing a lot of each other.
I know.
Yeah, what about you?
My pit is that I was really sick earlier in the week. Well, actually, what am I talking about? Today's Tuesday. I was sick last week. So I just am like all messed up, because I was sick Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then I started to feel better Sunday, Monday, and then today's Tuesday. So my week is all messed up. I feel like I completely lost last week because of how sick I was. And it's just the worst when you're not feeling good. It makes you like really appreciate your health and makes you realize how important it is to take care of your body when you're sick. Because I feel like I like hate not being able to like go work out and work and like do the things that I normally would do. And I literally just had to like rest and sleep because I was so sick. But my peak is that, so I went to the doctor because I knew that a bunch of people were getting sick right now. Like there's something going around. I've been seeing people at New York Fashion Week like posting that they're not feeling well and that something's going around. I know a lot of people have gotten COVID. So I got a COVID test. They tested me for that and it came back negative. And then I also got tested for like the normal flu. I had nothing, which is good. I didn't have to like take antibiotics or anything. So it was nothing serious. It was just like a little cold, like a virus, like whatever was going around. So I took Sudafed and I just rested. I made like a really healing soup with bone broth and vegetables and chicken. And then I was like drinking a lot of tea, making ginger shots, stuff like that. So I feel so much better, but that was like so annoying, especially it was like just the start. I feel like after Labor Day, it's like, okay, time to get into fall mode. Like I feel like work starts to get really busy at this time of year. And since we're entering into quarter four, but yeah, I was like, oh my God, why am I sick right now? Maybe it's just to like get it out of the way because busy season is coming and I like can't afford to get sick because I'm going to be so busy with like campaigns and work and stuff, but I feel better. My peak is that I got to spend time yesterday morning with you and mom. Obviously we went wedding dress shopping for you, but and that's exciting, but it's just, it's like so nice to be able to just like sit and talk with mom and like watch you try on dresses. Like it was just so fun and she's so cute and I just liked being able to like all spend time together.
I know, even the lady that we was there, like the lady that worked at the shop that we were trying on dresses at, she was like, oh my gosh, like it's like having a third sister, your mom.
Yeah.
Just like hearing all of us talk. She was like, that's so funny.
Yeah, we're really lucky. Okay, so let's get on into the episode. I have all the questions. Emma sent me a screen recording of the questions. And so I got to go through and I got to pick the ones that you are going to answer today. So to start off strong, the first question is, where is Zeus? Will he come back and live with you now that you have a home? And I think that we should just answer this once and for all. I mean, I feel like you have talked about it, but poor mom, yeah. Every single TikTok live she does. I mean, people comment on my YouTube videos about it. I get that people are curious. So let's just talk about it. Where's Zeus? Will he come back and live with you?
Here's a story. So 3 years ago, I got a dog, Zeus. That's who we're talking about. He's a little morky miniature, literally 6 pounds. Like he's teensy, 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 teensy. And I struggle with anxiety and so does Zeus. And so Zeus and I were not good matches. Zeus and I would feed off of each other's anxiety and it made it all worse. So 3 years ago in November, right around my sister's birthday, I was trying to figure out a living situation for Zeus. Living situation as in he was either going to go stay at my dad's for a couple weeks while I got my shit together and then I took him back, or he was going to go stay at my mom's for a couple weeks and see if she can use her like yogi healing powers to like make him calm and then he was going to come back. So then he goes to my mom's and it literally different dog with my mom, completely different dog. Like he went, it was total 180. He went from being like so rambunctious to the sweetest little angel. And it made me feel so like, I almost felt like dumb that I even had my mom watch him. Cause I was like, wait, like this is a different dog. Like I sound like I'm complaining, but then people would see him one-on-one with me and like, he's in my arms and he literally is like shaking. Like he's insane. But then he's in my mom's arms and he's sleeping.
Yeah. Okay. I can vouch for that. Like Trust me, I would be the first person to tell Emma, like, get your shit together. You chose to get a dog. Keep that dog. Like, that's so mean. I feel
And I'm, like, such an animal person that I would never, ever, ever, ever get a dog if I didn't think I was capable enough to take care of a dog. And, like, I know how much goes into that. Like, we grew up having dogs. I'm, like, the biggest animal lover out of you and I, to be honest.
What?
And... yes. Growing up, I was the biggest animal lover.
Emma, I was like busy playing hockey. Like,
okay, but just still, because, at the end of the day, I was like Mrs. Animals. So anyway, I was like fully prepared and ready, but it just wasn't the right match. I mean, like that happens. I've met so many people in the past 3 years that have said the same thing where like they've gotten dogs and it just like wasn't a good match.
Yeah, so I can vouch. That dog is literally crazy. Zeus is crazy. But he's so calm with my mom. And also, I'm glad that
we didn't send him back to the breeder. I'm glad that it was like someone in my family could take him and still has him and is going to have him forever.
Yeah. And I also think that mom and Chris having Zeus together, like they're so in love with him and it gives them like a bond because obviously mom has her own kids from a previous marriage and our stepdad has his own kids from a previous marriage. So having a dog together, like, I don't know. I feel like that's good for them. It has
their little thing together. Yeah. But I do have a dog now, and it's Cleo, which was Peyton's dog before I met him. He had got her, like, probably 3 months before I met him. And now, like, I'm not kidding you, she is the most perfect dog. She actually helps with my anxiety. I feel like whenever I'm anxious or anything, like, she just, like, sits on my lap, and she's just very loving. And she'll, like, give me hugs, and, like, she's the perfect dog to help with anxiety, if you know what I mean. If you met her too, you would understand.
Yeah, she really is. She's like such just like a little love. Like she's so calm and she just like cuddles.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Okay, next question is really cute. What makes you love yourself the most?
What makes me love myself the most?
Yeah, like what's like a quality about yourself that you really like?
A quality about myself that I really like is probably... like my personality. I really like my personality. I get a lot of comments from like haters being like, oh my gosh, she probably has like the worst personality and she's like the dumbest person and like has no brains and like says like that Peyton and I's conversation are probably like so like...
it's hard to show your personality when you set up a camera and it's just you by yourself. Like it's awkward. Like,
yeah, but...
I don't know. So it comes off that way probably like if you're not... like if people have never met you in real life, you know?
Yeah, but I definitely think, I don't know, I really love my personality. And I love like how much love I have. Like I feel like I love that I'm able to like love so much. Like I feel like I have so much love and I love that. And I also love how emotional I am because I can really talk about my emotions and I look at it as like a gift to be able to be super emotional.
I think so too. I feel like it's important to not just suppress how you feel. Like you are very good at like recognizing how you're feeling, what caused the feeling, and like sitting with your emotions, processing it, and like moving forward.
Yeah. Thank you, which I love doing.
What is your favorite compliment to receive?
Oh my gosh. My favorite compliment is probably when people talk about like, when people are like, oh my gosh, you're actually so funny, or like something about like my personality, you know?
Yeah.
Or like my laugh.
You do have, like, a crazy laugh. Not, like, crazy, but, like, loud. Like, you're like... I don't know.
Yeah. No, I love that. When they're, like, you're so goofy, and I'm just, like, thank you. Like, I don't know. I appreciate that a ton just because, like, I feel like that's, like, the number one thing I get, like, hate on social media.
I know.
Media.
You know what? I think that you need, like, a hidden camera in your house so you can, like, put clips from that in your vlog so people can, like, see how you actually are.
I set up a camera last night. Like, I set up my phone last night because, Peyton and I were just talking about, like, what song we want to dance to for, like, our wedding and stuff. And I, like, secretly put up my phone because I had a feeling he was going to do this. And, like, once in a while, we'll, like, dance in the kitchen. And, like, why you look at me like that?
Don't tell me you set up your camera to get, like, a clip.
Not to get a clip to use it, but, like, I just set it up because I want it as, like, a memory. Yeah. I'm not going to post that anywhere. I'm not going to, like, make a TikTok of, like, me and my fiancé dancing in the kitchen. Like, I did that because I genuinely, like, just wanted to catch it so I can look back. at it. And like, we're just like, watching it. It was just so funny because we were just so goofy.
Yeah.
And like, he like came up to me and he's like, we're like dancing. And then like, just seeing how we like act with each other. It's just so, I don't know. I just love it. So that's just reminding me of that.
I love that. Well, maybe you can like show your kids one day.
Yeah, I'll just, like, save that for our kids.
Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Starbucks. Hear that? That's fall calling. And the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. From that first sweater to late autumn weather, it's all of fall in just one sip. There's nothing like fall in Boston. The leaves start to change colors, the weather cools down, and football season is right around the corner. But honestly, the biggest sign that autumn is here is being able to order a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte again. Just one sip and I immediately start thinking about apple orchards, pumpkin patches, and Halloween all at the same time. When the weather starts changing and fall is in the air, one of my favorite things to do is go out and grab a warm Starbucks drink in the morning and then go for a walk around my neighborhood or sip it throughout the day while I'm out running errands. And when a long day starts dragging on and I just feel like taking a midday nap, ordering a pumpkin spice latte is the perfect sweet afternoon pick-me-up to lift my spirits for the rest of the workday. It's time to sip that first taste of fall at Starbucks. And don't forget to order ahead on the Starbucks app. Now back to the show. What is your favorite store at the moment? Like, where have you been loving to shop? I know you've been loving to go in person, which is very unpopular right now.
I know. I've been loving shopping in person. I don't know why. I just feel like now that I live in... Okay, for some reason, when I was in the city, I, like, never felt like leaving my apartment because I was like, oh my gosh, it's too busy. But now that I don't live in the city, like, I want to leave and, like, get my car and, like, drive to, like, a store.
And it's fun to, like, go in the city.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've really been loving Jenny Kane for sweaters. Like, I've been getting, like, every single sweater she has on her website. Well, in person, too. But I love her sweaters. And I've been love going to... I mean, this isn't an in-person store, but Elwood.
Oh, yeah. I love their stuff.
I love their sweats, and I love their sweatshirts, and I love their men's sweatshirts. Their men's crewnecks are amazing. And Brandy Melville. I have this little zip-up I'm wearing right now from Brandy Melville. And love. It's, like, really cute. It's, like, a little hoodie, like, ribbed, white. I don't know. I thought it was so cute, so I love that. I've been really into Chanel.
Love.
Yeah.
Love a classic.
And, no. I've been really into Reformation. Oh my gosh.
Really?
So into Reformation. Yeah.
Do you go in the store or do you shop online?
I go in the store. I went in the store and I tried on so much stuff one day after Pilates. And like, I just got everything. And I was like, really? I love it. Yeah. I was obsessed with every single thing I tried on.
Cute. They do have really good pieces, like very good quality. They're sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. I got like a couple pieces that are like things that I can wear with everything.
I love that.
So, yeah.
Next question. So it's a two-part. Do you feel ready to be married? And do you feel like your relationship with your sisters and friends have changed because of the relationship you're in now?
Yes, I feel ready to be married. I feel like I've like you know me and what I kept saying, like, growing up, but like the past couple years,
literally like, for years, like, Emma's like, I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna be like 22, and I'm gonna be,
I literally said I'm gonna be married by 23. Guess what? Yeah. My wedding is after I turn 23. So I've been saying that forever, like, not forever, but I was like, I don't know why, I just had this deep-rooted feeling that I was going to be married by 23, and I always said that my next serious boyfriend was going to be the guy that I married, and I kept saying, I have no idea who he is, but he's going to come out of nowhere, and he did.
Look what
happened.
I really
manifested that. I feel like I'm definitely ready at this point in my life, not even feel like I am, and it's, like, the craziest feeling. Like, I don't know, like, I was so ready to, like, kind of, like, settle down and get married, but it's not like a type of thing where like you settle down and you don't have fun anymore. Like, I have so much fun still, but like with my person, you know.
Yeah.
And it's nice knowing like we're gonna be with each other forever, so it's not like a uneasy feeling. It's like a very certain, like, you just know that you'll be together forever. Do I feel like my relationships have changed with my friends and my sister? I would have to say, with a lot of my friends that are younger, like my age, around my age, I feel like it's a little bit different because I'm at such a different point in my life. It's not different in like a dramatic way though, but it's different as in like I have a, almost like I have a fiance. I'm going to have a husband. So like, it's like changing that way, but it also doesn't make it any different. Like I still feel like I have the same connection with my friends and I still talk about the same things. And it's still like we still have like our fun, like relationships, but like, I just have a husband. It doesn't make it any different, you know? And I feel like, especially with you, it makes it no different because you're my sister and you're older than me. And no matter what, it's not going to like switch up.
Well, I think for us, it makes it better in a way because I feel like for, at least this is like from my point of view, but you being in a, like being engaged, I feel like has made our relationship change in a good way because I feel like we do a lot of things like as couples now, you know, and like, it, I don't know, it's just changed in a good way. Like you're, I feel like before you were with Peyton and I was in a relationship, like it did get hard.
We didn't hang out.
We didn't hang out as much because what we both wanted to do was like different, you know, yeah. Like you were like single and living your life and going out and doing stuff. And I kind of wanted to like stay home. And then I feel like you were getting upset that like I didn't want to do those types of things anymore. You know what yeah. I mean? Yeah. So I feel like if anything, it's made our relationship like better.
I feel like the only thing that it's changed is like my friends that are still in college, like I'm not just going to like go visit them for the whole weekend and go out, you know?
Yeah. Because
it's like I'm kind of at a different point, but also like they respect that. And when I see them, it's not, it's like still so like we still do whatever we used to do, you know?
Yeah.
Minus the like going out.
Really. I agree. I feel like it just changes when, I mean, everybody's different. Like you can obviously still go out when you're engaged and also when you like have a boyfriend, but some people just like genuinely like to like be with their person and like not like go out partying.
Yeah, I, like, don't have a desire to go out partying without Peyton.
I mean, you guys don't, like, go out and party anyway.
We just don't go out anyway. We really just like to, like, chill.
Okay, next question. Do you feel like you have fallen out of touch with reality since becoming an influencer?
Is that a dig?
I don't know. I just wanted to... I feel like I just wanted to choose questions. I see it all the time. People saying that influencers are, like, out of touch with reality and stuff. And this is something that we've just never talked about anywhere. And I feel like we need to switch things up and not just talk about like health and wellness.
My take on losing touch with reality, and I say that in quotation marks because it's like I don't think I've lost touch with reality in certain ways. Like there's definitely certain ways where I don't think so. But the one way that makes me kind of think about it is like, okay, so for example, I tagged an outfit that I was wearing the other day. And my belt was $145. Mm-hmm. And someone replied to my story and said, holy shit, your belt's $145. And I also like got another person being like, just because you got it gifted and it's like $145, like doesn't mean you have to share it. I didn't get it gifted. I actually bought that with my own money. But two, with this job, we like...
No other person who is 20... How old are you? 22? It is crazy the amount of... money that influencers make, and I don't think people realize. Yes. And I'm not saying that to try to be like, oh, influencers make a lot of money, but it is really, really crazy. Like people who work on the yes. other side of things make TikToks about it all the time, and they're like, I had an influencer client who we were paying one TikTok $15,000. It's like people don't realize how much money is in this industry, so that's yes. where it can come as you're being out of touch because
yes.
you don't think of things the same way as you did before you were making all the money that you're making now when it comes to buying things.
You have to think about it. Like I've also been doing YouTube and making money off of social media since I was 16 years old. So
it's like you're making six figures as a 16-year-old. That's not normal.
That's so not normal at all. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like in that sense, like I just like, I buy the things that like I really can and like want to spend money on. And so when people ask like where things are from, I do try to find like dupes or things that are similar that are a lot cheaper and stuff. But that's, I feel like that's definitely a way that can look like super like out of touch with reality because it's not normal for someone that's 16 to 22. to be making six figures at all, you know?
Yeah, and I think it also is an important conversation to have, because even for me, like, it makes me realize, like, when you told the story about you linking your belt. One time I linked this dress that I was gifted from a brand. And when you are gifted something, they send you a line sheet and you basically get to pick which items you like off of the line
sheet. And you don't see the price.
And you don't see the price. So a brand sent me a dress. I ended up finding the dress and linking it. The dress was $800. Would I have spent $800 on that dress? No. No, I wouldn't. But I didn't even look at the price. So I was like, oh my God. And obviously, like, I got DMs and comments and stuff about it too. But it really just, like, puts it into perspective and makes you realize, like, just because obviously you're allowed to spend your hard-earned money however you want. But it does make you realize that maybe it's not, like, you don't have to, like, link, even though people are interested in it, you don't have to
link that exact thing.
Be, like, linking that exact thing. You can link items that are similar. And there's so, there's literally so many things that you can also find. Say if you're inspired by Emma's belt that she was wearing, if even if you screenshot it, there's definitely something for less on a different website, or even like thrifting.
Or thrifted.
That's what I was gonna say. Thrifting.
Yeah.
You can find some really great things. But yeah, it definitely makes you realize and like puts things into perspective from like our point of view.
So then that made me think, like, even when I was young, like before I even started doing social media as a job, and like I would just watch, like, okay, for example, I would be like 14 years old watching Olivia Jade's videos, and she would do her like Christmas hauls of like things she'd get, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I love that. And I'd like go look up the Gucci bag and I was like, holy shit, like that's so expensive. Like, what? I don't know, like, I just, like, now put it into, like, a perspective for me when I was, like, whoa, like, that's absurd. Like, how does she have that money to, like, get those bags and stuff like that? But then it's, like, she would always do, like, she always did her little videos where she did, like, a look for less, you know?
Yeah.
So she did a good job at finding things for less, too.
I agree. But, yeah, I don't think that you are, like, I still feel like you're the same person.
Yeah.
You know, like, you, I think that you are genuine and you have a good heart, but I do think it is important to talk about just like how the life of an influencer is different and just like completely different than a normal person.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've never talked about that before. So I just know. Was like, you know what? I feel like that's something that we should talk about instead of just like avoiding it.
Oh, yeah.
Next question. What do you eat in a day? So just go through your day. Wait, you wake up in the morning, or you could do your day yesterday. Or just pick a day, you wake up in the morning.
Not and my like, day what yesterday.
Do you eat? What do you eat all day?
My day yesterday was like so funny. Like, I don't even know what I ate yesterday. What did I eat yesterday? Well, okay, I'll do what I ate this morning. And then, so this morning I woke up and I had my lemon water with salt, my Celtic salt. That's what it's called, right?
Celtic, babe. That's your fiance's team. It's Celtic. Emma, remember you called it celiac salt? And someone on your YouTube video was like, babe.
I literally don't know it.
The Celtic salt. Celtic.
Ew. Okay, well, I have my lemon water. I have my lemon water with my Celtic salt. Specifically Celtic. It can't be anything else, just Celtic.
Because then, Celtic has it has a ton of minerals. It's so
like
good.
Like, specifically
for you.
The blue package at Whole Foods, that specific salt. No joke. Anyway, moving on. After that, I have orange juice with Athletic Greens in it, a scoop of I do a heaping scoop of Athletic Greens. I love the taste of Athletic Greens. It's like I have a really weird obsession with it right now. So I do a heaping scoop of Athletic Greens, and then I have a black coffee, and then I drink a whole entire Yeti of my lemon. I do like a cold lemon water with ice, a whole Yeti of it, while I like do my stuff in the morning. For breakfast this morning, I had a piece of sourdough toast with this butter that I found at Whole Foods called Kate's. I think it's Kate's, and it's from Maine, and it's like raw, like real, no bad ingredients, like butter. So good. And then I cut up avocado, but I didn't mash it. I like cut it in slices and I just threw it on top, and I cut up a slice of an heirloom tomato that was salted on top, and I drizzled olive oil, and that's what I had for breakfast today. For lunch, okay, this is how I am. I'm either like a breakfast or a lunch person. Like breakfast, sometimes I'll have like toast, you know, and then lunch I'll have like, I'll like snack mm-hmm. a little bit. Or I'll do like, I like to have coconut yogurt in the morning, like a spoonful of it or two, which like helps with like probiotics and stuff like that, or like throw that in a smoothie or something like that. And then for lunch I'll do like tuna wrap or tuna with like crackers and veggies and like stuff like that, you know,
like a snack plate.
Like a snack plate. Love that. I kind of have to have, like, in the morning, I don't like sweet stuff. I like savory. And then in the afternoon, I like crunchy and sweet. So, like, I have to have something crunchy. So, I have to do, like, a snack plate. Or if I have, like, a sandwich, I have to have chips on the side. Like, I don't know. I just always have to have something crunchy. So, that's, I guess, like, a snack plate. And then dinner time, we have been making a lot of steak lately. Like, we've been really into making steak. So I'll either do steak with like green beans or steak in a Caesar salad or like something like that. Or we'll do like chicken burgers or normal burgers, or we'll do pesto pasta. Or we did chicken sausages the other day with peppers and onions.
Ooh, and yum.
A tomato mozzarella salad. Or I love buttered pasta, plain buttered pasta with garlic powder and red pepper flakes in it, and pepper.
Yum.
Parmesan cheese, a lot of it, to make it like mushy. But for dinner last night I had bar taco takeout.
You did?
I love bar taco. Yes.
You guys picked it up?
No, they delivered it.
They deliver?
On Uber Eats.
All the way to your house?
There's one in Brookline.
Oh, I didn't know there was a bar taco in Brookline.
I didn't either.
Okay, so you have good Uber Eats near your house.
Fire Uber Eats. So we got bar taco last night, and I love bar taco. I got steak tacos. Their steak is so thin.
Oh, good.
So thin. Yum. It's literally shaved thin. And then I love their pork. It's big cubes that's like marinated in some like sweet sauce. So good. So we did that. I feel like I'm definitely hungrier on days I work out than days I don't work out. If I don't work out, I feel like my appetite, well, it all depends too, like what I'm in the mood for. I kind of like eat what I'm in the mood for. I don't eat the same thing every day. Like I literally wake up and I'm like, okay, like I'm in the mood for this, I'm going to eat that. If I'm not in the mood for it, I'm not going to eat it, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same way. And when it comes to dinner, I feel like we both like shop either that, we shop like that day.
Yeah, for dinner every single day, Peyton and I will go to the grocery store probably between 3 or 4. We'll talk about what we want first. Like if we mm-hmm. want to do takeout that night, if we want to cook at home, we go to the grocery store that day, we buy what we need, we cook it that night.
I'm the same way.
We do that every single day. Like today, we know we want to have steaks. We already bought the steaks yesterday. We just didn't end up cooking them yesterday because Peyton like got like a little kink in his neck. So he literally couldn't move his head. My poor baby. He couldn't
move his
head.
Is it better now?
It's like a lot better this morning, but he's at work right now. So, but we're going to do our steaks tonight, even though we bought them yesterday.
Good.
Grass-fed steak.
So anyway. Yummy. What are your favorite fall traditions and activities? Like
my favorite fall tradition is when it gets crisp and cold out and not like hot during the day anymore, like just cold. I like to keep the windows open, like open the windows, you know?
Yes.
And I love like a fall candle, obviously.
Which one's your favorite? Get specific.
Oh my God. Like what one is my favorite? I love the ones from Anthropology. That's like the oatmeal cookie.
Yes, Emma. That's or, like, what I think pumpkin. Of when I think of you. The pumpkin or the oatmeal cookie.
In the I love white those. Jar. Yes, I love those. Or I love the, doesn't that brand, I'm not sure, but doesn't that brand from Anthropology, the Volup?
Oh, Voluspa or something?
I don't know
what Voluspa.
Doesn't that have a pumpkin one?
I'm pretty sure or it fall does. One? You know who I has a really good fall one? Nest. Hmm. The brand Nest.
Nest does.
You can get them at Blue Mercury or you can get them on Amazon. And they're like these huge, well, they have like a one wick. They have the
best pine.
Or you can get a three wick. And it's like a giant three wick orange, just like pumpkin cinnamon, delicious. This is why I need the weather to cool down because I need to get one of those candles.
But want to know what else is the OG for fall candles, OG place that I literally haven't been to since I was in maybe high school living with mom and dad when they weren't divorced?
Home Goods?
Yankee Candle.
Yankee Candle.
I don't like Home Goods candles. They're random. I love Yankee Candle.
I know, Yankee Candle. And it just has that like look. Like every mom has like the Yankee Candle.
Want to know what my other tradition is that I love?
What?
Not necessarily apple picking, but like apple picking, going somewhere like apple picking, getting fresh apples. Like even if it's just going to the place that does the apple picking and you pick up the bag of fresh apples, getting a bag of fresh apples, making apple crisp, or making like the apple crisp inside and putting that on top of oatmeal, mm-hmm. drinking hot apple cider. I love like
the getting cinnamon apple donuts. Cider
donuts. Yeah, I love those donuts. And want to know what I love doing with those donuts?
What?
I love having a really yummy warm latte with almond milk and honey and cinnamon and dipping my donut in it and eating it. Best combination.
We should have like a fall day soon.
Once it gets crisp, though, we can't do it when it's so hot and you're, like, sweating. But we need to do it when it's, like, oh, my gosh, I need to bundle up. Like, I'm a little chilly and my nose is red.
And, like, wear a sweater.
Yeah. I've never dressed up for Halloween, though, so I don't...
I'm not really a Halloween girl. Oh, my God, I was going to say, like, Maggie, I kind of want to...
You did in college.
Well, yeah, in college.
I didn't in college.
But, like, do we dress up this year?
Yeah, Peyton said to me the other day, he was like, I really want to dress up with you this year. And I was like... Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there like a Halloween party we can go to?
Like, what's the vibe? There definitely is. We have to check Peyton's schedule to see what's up during then, but there definitely is something that we can do.
I feel like that would be fun.
That'd be so fun. And watch, like, I just want to watch, like, I don't even know what Halloween movies are, but I'm not sure if I'm a Halloween movie girl, but I think I'm a Christmas movie girl. But the day after Halloween, Christmas starts.
Babe, Thanksgiving and my birthday. Nope,
Christmas. Christmas and your birthday.
Okay, well, there's so many good things coming up. I love fall. I love Thanksgiving. I love my birthday. And I love Christmas season. Are you going to do Vlogmas this year? I don't think I'm going to. Which is sad because I've done like... Okay, I did 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. I've done 6 Vlogmases. I don't think I can do it this year. I don't know. I don't know, though. It's going to get to it, and I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I've done 6. I know. Like, I have to do it.
I don't know what I'm going to do this year because, like, I literally have such a busy December.
Well, you are, like, on the go, going to be, like, don't you guys have, like, the West Coast trip?
Well, yeah, because Christmas Day game, which obviously I'll vlog, is Lakers versus Celtics in L.A., so that's going to be super fun to go to.
That is going to be fun. I really want to go to London during Christmas time. Mm. Or mm-hmm. I want to go on like a ski trip. We were supposed to go last year, remember? That trip that Revolve, you, me, yeah. Jessica, and Graydon.
Yeah, what was that for again?
I don't know. They just told me I could pick where to go. Remember that?
And we didn't go.
I know, because we had Papa's...
Oh, yeah.
The thing with Grammy.
Yeah.
But that would have been fun to go to Aspen. We were supposed to go to Aspen.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to do something like, remember when we went to Wyndham a couple years ago and did like that fall
Wyndham
trip?
Wyndham was so fun in the fall.
I want to do something like that again. Maybe like before.
Yeah.
But well, we can talk about it. Obviously, like not on the podcast, but that would be fun to plan something. Okay. Last question. What are you most excited for throughout the wedding planning?
What am I most excited for throughout wedding planning? I am really excited to ask my bridesmaids and maid of honor. I don't know how to do that yet. I'm really excited for everybody to see what I'm planning for the wedding because I had one thing that I wanted, like at the beginning of wedding planning, before I even started talking to my planners, I like had this idea in my mind of what I wanted. And completely changed it. So my wedding is going to look completely different than like I had thought at first. Like, it's, I'm so excited for it. It's so pretty. We have a ton of good ideas and everything. I don't know. I'm just really excited to see it like actually come true, because it's like this huge party basically that I'm planning. And like, there's little details that are so funny and like so fun and like very special to us that I'm just like so excited for it to like actually come about. I'm really excited to pick out my dress and just have my dress, because a lot of planning is going to go around my dress. Like, once I pick out my dress is when I can pick out my dresses for like rehearsal dinner and like my dresses or outfit for after party and pick out like accessories to go along with it and mm-hmm. shoes and start to look at that stuff. Even though it seems like it's so far away, it actually like isn't so far away, because you kind of have to figure everything out now.
I did see some questions when I was going through and looking of people being like, short or long hair for the wedding, blonde or dark. But like, I didn't want you to give away like details like that, you know?
I feel like I'm gonna talk about things like as we go in my vlogs. Like, a lot of my vlogs lately are like, I have like 4 vlogs going up. 2 of them are just like vlogs, and 2 of them are wedding vlogs where like everything in it is wedding content.
Oh, good.
Where I bring them onto some of my calls with like the florist, or calls with my planners, and wing them dress shopping to like the place that we went to yesterday, where I just didn't like any of the dresses, but I tried on a ton. So I am showing a ton of that, but now I'm like starting to understand, like, okay, like once I'm like actually getting a vision, I know kind of what I want.
It's all trial and error. You know, like, you have to yeah. go to different places and try on dresses. Like, you, and because I feel like the first two, like, you were trying on those like really simple dresses, and like, although your style's very simple and classy, I feel like you're going to go with something completely different that you thought you were not even going to wear.
I know. And then I got a DM today of some girl being like, don't look in Boston, their dress selections are horrible, look in New York or LA. And I'm like, wait, what? And then I'm seeing other girls that like had their weddings, they literally flew to LA to try on dresses, or like went to New York. And I'm just like, what do I do?
I have been telling you, I will go with you to New York and do like a little trip.
I know, I will too, but I would have to kind
well,
of
also,
like,
we're gonna be there.
I kind of gotta go.
I know, but we're gonna be there in a month.
Yeah, but like, you kind of have to like get it now. I saw this one girl that went like alone, and I was like, wait, I kind of want to be mysterious and go, go alone one day.
I know, you don't have to have like a whole crew with you. Like,
I know. No, I know.
You know? So, I don't know. Well, that was the last question that I had. I'm excited that you have like vlogs and stuff coming, so people can see more of like a behind the scenes with that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you, Emma, for answering all of your questions. And I'm glad we talked about a few things that like we've never talked about before. So I hope that you guys enjoyed that aspect, and stay tuned for my question episode, mm-hmm. which will be airing next week. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast, listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows, and we will see you guys next week. Love ya. Bye.
Bye.